Like, how's it like being a Christian dating someone that's Muslim?
Incredibly difficult. Look, we have conversations about our faith, mm-hmm. right? While there are massive challenges in our way, and realistically, if I had to tell the truth, oh my god,
what in long term,
it doesn't look feasible.
Yeah, guys be masturbating like 3 times a week, 4 times a week. Shit, yeah. Sometimes every day. Like, yeah. That's a big thing. That's a big addiction that men go through.
And then first year, dun, dun, dun.
Yo.
I smoked weed for the first time, right? And weed goes to a different part of your brain than the other hallucinogens. And I think weed was the biggest addiction because I was smoking like 8, 9, 10 blunts a day, bro.
Yo,
if your girlfriend tells you to leave, to end the friendship, you're not ending the friendship. Yo, dad got female friends?
No, that's
exactly.
Is my dad in a toxic, in a healthy relationship?
Hello, hello, hi, it's a girl, mommy, dearest.
Hi, hi, I'm Kai, aka Adi.
And welcome to Thought Digest, where we
amplify conversations
one thought at a time.
There's somebody strange in the building. There's an unusual presence in our midst.
We have an alien.
Yes, our CEO. Prospect, eh?
The big man himself.
It feels so weird being shy in my...
in your own space.
It's so weird.
Introduce yourself.
Okay, cool. What's up, guys? I'm Tata Rampedi. I am Tata Rampedi.
Yeah, he is Mr. Rampedi. Like, his name is enough.
Yeah. So yeah. I'm a content creator, brand strategist. I love creating things. And yeah, I work with these lovely ladies to my left and the right.
As if this isn't your channel. We're making you introduce yourself on your own channel.
No, but then we don't know. Maybe there are people who just come for Thought Digest. They don't know what's going on. But that means this is an opportunity to check out his videos.
Yeah.
In his channel.
Check out Seated.
Vlogging. Mm-hmm. He's got something new coming out, but I'm going to let him talk about it.
Yeah. Yo. A lot's coming up. Okay, this is the point where I tell you guys.
So you
guys have seen on the channel that these girls have been dominating Thought Digest, dominating podcasting. It's been beautiful to see. I haven't been posting much vlogs. I haven't been posting Seated, but we're coming back. We've done a serious like rebrand, a whole like rebrand for Seated, a whole rebrand for my vlogs, and a whole rebrand for a really cool show, which I can't speak about because we signed NDAs, non-disclosure agreements. You understand what I'm saying? Or something big and
which
cool.
Which level is this one?
It's NDA level. It's the Malumi level. It's this one. The higher one.
But so yeah. That means you're leaving this apartment to me, right?
I need the apartment.
Rebrand in what sense, though? Like, what's changing?
Yeah, so for the longest time with my vlogs, like, I was genuinely... I feel like I'm in front of you guys. Let me take a step back.
Okay. No, it's just the size difference.
Yeah,
you guys, I don't know. I think even the first time I met Tato, I was just so shocked by how tall he is.
Yeah.
He's actually really huge, guys. He is. Very intimidating. He makes us look very small.
Yeah, so for the longest time, I was always just, like, showing too much of my personal life.
Mm.
Like, you guys always see like relationships,
we knew everything,
like, yeah, family, like a whole, like a
are
whole
you taking
bunch.
That away?
I'm taking it away, but I'm making it like focused on me.
Okay,
like, so removing like the external entities or internal entities in my life, and we're literally making it about me. So yeah, I'm sure you guys have seen like I barely post about like my love life anymore, yeah. My personal life. Like, it's very much podcasting, shows, what I'm doing, working behind the scenes. New week, new fit, outfit, clothing. So
it is very much you now.
Yeah.
Is that because like social media is a scary place for your personal life?
So it's a very scary place for my personal life. Also takes away from my personal life.
Yeah.
And it's not nice to be associated to just like the people around you, right? So like obviously my relationship, people always be like, okay, cool. In the beginning, like, oh, Moti, Tato and Mo. And then it became like, oh, come on, Tato, you know?
Yeah.
And
now it's like, you don't want to create that pattern.
Yeah, because it's like, people would say things like, oh, he's successful because, he posts couple content.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And it's like, that was irritating. And also, like, I felt like, because couple content does so well, I would always, like, restrict myself from pushing my creative boundaries.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to, like, stop that to really push myself and see what I can do.
Yeah.
See what I can build. Yeah. So that's the rebrand.
And you're incredibly versatile. I think... I do agree with you. Like, the couple's content has taken away from us viewing your versatility as a creator.
Yes.
But now it's more obvious than ever. Like, you're going into fashion.
He's cooking. He's in fashion. Yeah. He's in as much Yita, which he's is so, tech, the energy is so different from, like, Seated.
Yeah.
Then he's in tech. Like, you're doing everything.
Making me blush, man.
Like, you're doing everything.
Welcome to the girlies.
Let me get comfortable. Yeah,
yeah. Blushing is standard procedure over here.
Yeah, and then he has his own podcast alone.
Yeah, that's coming very soon. So that's Capable. So we're launching.
Yes.
I've been saying we're launching Capable for how long?
Yeah, like, and the episode is there.
Yeah, episode is done. So we're reshooting the first episode. We've got amazing guests. We've spoken to Hungani Ndlovu.
Oh, already?
We've spoken to, yeah. So it's all planned. It's just a matter of, like, getting it done.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay, in true Thought Digest style, we're going to do a life update.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's happening in your life right now?
Let's start this side.
Yeah.
Let's go this side.
I feel like there's a lot happening.
Okay.
Well, in my life, Jola is great.
Shame.
It is so beautiful, guys. Yeah. I feel so safe in that relationship. I feel like that's the
beautiful.
Beauty of it. Wow. It's, I feel safe.
Yeah.
And it's my first healthy relationship. So it involves a lot of, like, self-introspection and also communication.
Yeah.
So I'm very happy about that. Ecstatic about that.
Yeah.
Academically, I'm going through it.
But didn't you just conclude exam season?
Yeah, but that's the thing.
It didn't go well.
So what they did is they made us scan our papers after writing, right? Mm. And then for the holiday, we have an assignment basically that we submit. And it's a self-reflection. So they gave us the memos and you are forced to mark yourself and you put your mark there on that Google form. Mm. What you got after marking yourself. So number one, you're seeing your mistakes. You're seeing what you didn't do. In its depth, because you're trying to collect marks.
That's
so you're gonna search for marks.
Yeah.
And you must say, why didn't you get the mark? Like, what do you think was the reason? Is it you didn't know the content? Meaning, did you invest enough time? What did you do? Or did you not understand the question? You know, so that is very depressing to think about.
Yeah.
Especially after how depressing, guys. Oh my God, that was the worst test week of my life.
So
that's what's been happening in my life. And then with at home and things like that, I feel like the chain that was holding us is loosening up. It's not completely, like, gone, but it's like
beautiful.
Loosening up, you know. So I thank God for that. I'm very grateful to God for that. I'm still praying for the breakthrough, but I'm just like, I see the work you're doing.
It's beautiful.
So that's where I'm
congratulations
at.
Congratulations.
Wow, that's amazing.
And then marking your own paper thing is torture.
That's
crazy.
I would protest, happily protest.
Like,
thank you.
Like, there's no time to protest in this degree. You just do it.
So have you marked them? Are you passing?
I'm going to save it for next week. I have 2 week holiday. This is week one, week two.
Yeah.
I'll tell you how I feel next week.
Do you notice how she answered? She said, academically,
she said love life.
Oh, it's
my
family.
Just
make sure you
don't holistically.
You gotta break it down.
Okay, so I've been loving myself. I'm in love with myself.
Clearly, it's very apparent. Yeah. You look very handsome.
Thank you so much. So I've been really struggling with, like, self love for, like, you know, in the past.
Yeah.
And I feel like I mastered it, like, the beginning of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And then for some reason, something happened and I kind of, like, fell out of, like, not self-love, but, like, spending time alone.
Yeah. Mm.
So I've been, like, relearning how to spend time alone a lot these past few weeks. I've been getting trapped into, like, things that aren't meant for me.
Yeah.
And then I've been pulling myself out. So that's how it's been. It's looking nice. Like, yesterday I spent, it sounds so sad to say, but I spent the first, like, evening, like, just, like, chilling, like, not working, not with Lebo, not with Percy, not with Kunze, just, like, chilling by myself, which is really, really nice. And yeah, that's been good. Work is slow, but I think the first few months of the year are always slow for us.
Yeah,
when it comes to brand goes in from, like, now until December, the deals are crazy.
Yeah.
What else did you say? In terms of the brands, I mean, everyone's doing amazing. Like, you guys are doing absolutely amazing,
thank
which is, like,
you
so amazing
much.
To see. Really proud of you guys. As Manjita's moving, yeah.
Yay.
We're happy for Asmajita. Seated is there, but not there, but there.
Yeah.
I'm proud of the work I've been doing as well. But yeah, I think I'm happy.
Actually, this is something that I'm hearing for the first time. I did watch the episode where you guys were talking about how men are sexualized from a young age, so on and so forth. But I didn't quite grasp why you've had such a difficult journey with self-love.
Yeah, you're okay. Let's unpack.
Yeah, welcome to Don't Digest.
Yeah. So I think, like, the first things first, like, I grew up in a household where there was never really any love. There was never any, like, physical love, right? Yeah. So my parents would show love by sacrificing so many things that they have to do in life in order to give to us, like taking us to the best high schools, taking us to the best universities, like paying for all of our fees, like everything was done from their pockets, you know? So that's how we receive love. So I never really received love from like a, yo, Kai, like, dude, I love you. You know what I'm saying? Or, I really enjoy spending time with you. So growing up like that really like changed how I receive love, because then when you grow up like that, all you want to do is receive that type of love. So you'll receive even 2% of like a good amount of that love. Putting me in so many toxic environments, toxic relationships, toxic friendships. And then also grew up like just a big kid. So I was always just so insecure because everyone would go out and be like, yo, is this person looking at me? Are they looking at my weight? So I was very insecure about those things growing up. I think now like the weight thing, like I'm very content with how I look. I'm very happy with how I look. With the love thing, like I still catch myself in like environments and relationships with people that like, you know, aren't the best for me. But I'm really trying to set boundaries and build boundaries. Did I answer you?
Yes, you did. No, I think you just listening to you, I'm realizing how self-aware you are and how very opposite I am. Like, I realize in the midst of a bad relationship that, oh,
this is a bad relationship.
Damn it. And by the time I realize it, it's a bit
you are already in love. Like, you're already inside.
Too late.
It's hard to remove your heart from the situation. But how's your life, Kai? Like, what's going on?
Love life-wise,
we see you on YouTube. It looks good.
Every week.
It's vlogs every week.
Every week is something new, guys.
I'm happy, man.
I am happy. I am very happy. But I need to be honest with myself now. About the dynamic of the relationship. It's very apparent that the biggest challenge we're facing is our religion.
Yes.
Oh my God.
She mentioned this on our date
the
other day.
I've always been so curious about that. Obviously, I wasn't in the place to ask, but now that she's bringing it up.
Like, how are you dating?
Like, how's it like being a Christian dating someone that's Muslim?
Incredibly difficult. Look, we have conversations about our faith, right? And while there are stark contrasts between the way that we practice our faith, in the essence of it, it's quite similar.
Almost the same, like the value system, the value core system of it is the same, but they are big
the fundamental, you know, belief.
Yes,
is very different.
Yes,
you know,
yes,
because Jesus, they believe in Jesus too,
but it's not like
not as
the way,
not the
we,
way
see,
we believe
we
it,
see him,
right?
Yes.
And I draw also from his discipline in his faith, because they pray 5 times a day, very devoted people, very, you know what I'm saying, repentant people, self-aware people in their religion. I think Christians, hey, we take too many liberties.
We move how we want to move.
In the name of, oh, ours is a relationship with God. Like,
it's not my relationship.
Religion.
Yeah.
And then you use it as an excuse to just go mad. So while there are massive challenges in our way, and realistically, if I had to tell the truth, oh my god,
what
in
you
long
say?
Term, it doesn't look feasible
because
I'm going to sit here and say that long term.
Because I get you, because the way he, like, I know him as well as a person, and I know how he feels about his religion, and I don't think he's the time to be willing to convert. I know you as well, and I know how you feel about your religion, and I don't see you also converting. And I am a firm believer that, like, there cannot be like two strong faiths in one household. Like, it's gonna be very difficult environment. Like, so many things are gonna be, you're gonna have to accept a lot of things you wouldn't accept. He's also going to have to accept a lot of things he wouldn't accept. So it's very,
that's why I'm saying, like, realistically, long term, it's not a feasible thing. If we do get married, trust and believe, we fought tooth and nail. You know what I'm saying? We we threw our backs into that fight. But if we don't, then you also know why, kind of thing.
Because I'm curious, like, if you guys, let's say you guys decide to get married,
yeah,
and you respect both religions, I don't even know if it's possible.
Both
religions, how would you have your offspring, like, raised? Like, how would you have your kids growing up? Is it their choice? Do you educate them both on Christianity and
See, that's the difficult part. So Muslim people are allowed to marry. Muslim men are allowed to marry Christian women. Muslim women are they don't have that. So that is permissible. But the children have to be Muslim. Mm. There's no education on Christianity whatsoever. The child must not have a choice.
And you'd never switch. You'd never switch to become Muslim.
You have your Messiah.
Yeah. Sticking to Jesus, man. So yeah, that's where I'm at. And it's man, heart and mind. The war between heart and mind is something that I have to deal with on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. Like, even on social media, people ask me, like, girl!
Aren't you...
What you doing?
Aren't you our spokesperson?
Yeah. That's why I haven't, like, I find it so difficult to post Christian content now, because it's like, I ain't got no leg to stand on, you know what I'm saying?
But that's not true.
But I feel like it is.
No, it's not true.
Even though, like, I know that... Just a failure in one area of my Christian life doesn't disqualify me from speaking about other aspects of Christianity.
It doesn't even disqualify you from speaking about that aspect as well.
I feel like it does.
It doesn't.
I feel like it does.
I feel like
if you've got a pornography addiction as a Christian, don't talk to me about lust. You're not qualified. Like, what am I going to? What are you going to tell me?
That's the thing.
But you can talk to me about, you know what I'm saying? You can talk to me about prayer. You can talk to me about everything else except this thing here. You can talk to me, like, we can have a conversation about your failures in that department, and I can talk to you about my failures in this department.
Yeah.
But I don't think you can necessarily, like, correct me type of thing.
Oh, yes.
Because... Oh, you're failing to correct yourself, my friend.
No, but I don't think so, hey?
Okay.
I think even when you look at the disciples, like, you have people who denied Christ 3 times.
Yes.
You know, but they still went out and said, Jesus is Lord.
Because he repented.
And they failed in that aspect. And yes, you talk about, like, repentance, but that's the thing, it's the daily denial of flesh.
Yes.
So, like, it's a thing of, like, this person is genuinely trying to deny themselves of this thing. Mm. Daily, right? It's something they're trying to deny themselves of daily. That is a battle that they're fighting with their flesh, but it does not restrict them from speaking about it and saying that's wrong, because that's the same way they're ministering it to you. It's a ministry to self.
Okay,
I have a question. Like, is it going against Christianity to have a partner who is not Christian?
No, it's just not advisable.
Yeah, it isn't. Yeah.
So then how was Kaya then? Like, how is that preventing you from posting content about being Christian? If it's not against anything in the Bible.
It's not a sin and it's not against anything in the Bible. Yeah. But I think as somebody who uses their platform to share the gospel, you have to be above reproach as possible.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
Yes.
You need to be like a saint, low-key.
You don't need to be, but like I'm saying, do like, your best. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I hear your analogy. I hear you.
But no, I disagree.
I actually hear your argument. Like, we're going to delve into that a little bit later, because it's still life out
there. Yo, guys, this
life out there is very long. What else besides love life? Ooh, I don't want to be my
How's work? Because we've been seeing you
everywhere. I was about to say, thank you. Like, I'm back into my acting bag. So we just shot Adeola season 1. Mm-hmm. Just a brief on the storyline. I think it's a generic storyline. Like, you go from soft, forgiving, humble girl, naive, to incredibly powerful, merciless, actually.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah,
quite the opposite. Heartless, cold. You know, she... I don't want to... Okay, by the time this comes out...
She's a thug.
Yeah, by the time this comes out, the whole season would have been dropped every day. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay,
episode
damn.
1 today, episode 2 tomorrow.
Okay.
And at the end, she actually, because of that transition, she loses her heart and she ends up killing her. Don't
spoil it for us. Yeah, actually, you gotta watch it.
Sorry. So back into my acting bag.
Yeah.
Doing YouTube full time. And then this, my love. Don't digest.
I told you,
blushing is like standard procedure.
Yeah,
I
guess this was a lengthy life update.
Yeah,
there's three of us today. So.
You guys better enjoy this episode. Let's move to our first topic of the day. What does Kaya have prepared for us? The first topic is your strict girlfriend rules. So okay. I wrote down my rules.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if you wrote down. You wrote down your rules.
Was I meant to write down my rules?
No. Tato's
I have no
job here.
You don't have any strict boyfriend rules.
No, I do.
Okay,
well,
you can tell us. Yeah.
Yeah, you can tell us. But like, you must tell us if our rules as the girls, are they reasonable?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll rate them. So one is unreasonable 5 is reasonable.
Yeah.
Okay.
3 is like, okay.
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 You can get away with it.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
And then
okay.
if you have yours, you can just interrupt. Yes. Right, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
Cool.
Okay. So the first one. Okay. Let me start with the easy one. Ne? I said you keep clubbing to a minimum of 3 to 4 times a year.
Wait, wait.
That is my
how often are you going?
3-4 times a year.
How often am I going?
Yeah.
3-4 times a year.
Okay.
If I'm there any more times, specific. Just know I'm being paid.
So that's
to
like
there.
Every 4 months. Yeah. 4, 8, 12. Or yeah, 3 times.
I kind of hear your chat, like, because the club environment is not good for people in relationships.
Yeah, it's not conducive to mcholo.
I think it depends how you go, right? Like, I've been to the club many a times with my friends, and we're going 5 of us, just guys. Why are you guys looking at me like that?
Okay, sorry.
We're going as 5 of us, just as guys. Yes. Obviously, there's been like times where we don't do this.
Yeah.
Go 5 guys, we literally get a couple of bottles, 2-3 bottles, we drink, we party, we dance, we laugh.
But
people come in,
the
greet,
thing.
They leave, and then we go home.
They cannot trick
no
me.
No interaction with women.
No, he's lying. He cannot
they can
trick
come
me.
Greet us, because obviously we're content creators.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of following. So sometimes someone will come say hi, take a selfie, take a photo, but it finishes dead.
Is it really a club experience without the babies? Like,
No.
Do you believe
you
that?
See, yes. You know, no, I hear his chat, but okay. He's lying, because I've went with them a few times.
I said sometimes.
And I'm one of,
I
no,
said
listen,
sometimes.
The times
listen,
that you're not there.
No, listen, I'm like one of the boys. So they don't count me sometimes like as like a female. I don't think I've ever counted as a female, actually. So, or I'll see them at the club. Yes, they'll go alone with the intention of it just being them. Like, literally, they'll go and they won't tell anyone else that they're there.
Yeah.
Trust and believe you me, the girlies in the club see it's them. Next week, the section went from 5 niggas to 10 of us. Like, we can't not fit in the section. How people got the invite, we don't know. Yeah. But it's like this.
100%, like those cases, that's gonna happen 9 out of 10 times.
It's 9 out of 10 times.
It's very very likely. But my point is, if I'm in a relationship with you, I'm gonna make sure that I go in and it's safe and respectable.
Mm.
And respectful, sorry. You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
But I'd say...
But still, like, just because I saw this was it a quote? Yeah, it said, just because you can resist the devil doesn't mean you should hang out with him.
Mm. Oh. I know someone that would love that quote. You're playing on someone's side.
That is so true.
So just because you can go to the club and still go home alone,
doesn't
the temptation
mean,
is still there. Yeah. Doesn't mean you should.
Don't put yourself in the room where you can be.
I'd give it a 4. I think it's quite reasonable.
But you said
if we can bump up the amount of times.
Okay.
Maybe say 6 times a year. So once every 2 months.
That's a lot.
You know, also, I'm going with you. Why aren't I going with you?
Oh, okay.
Okay. If those 3 to 4 times is bumping up to 6, the 2 that made it the 6, you are with me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then that's fine.
Okay.
But then can I go to like bars and stuff? Like,
yeah.
That doesn't count as the club.
That doesn't count as
okay,
the
cool.
club.
Yeah.
Mine is transparency when it comes to devices and social media and exes.
100%.
I have to be able to access your devices. Yeah. I have to be able to access your social media, and I have to know all your exes.
100%. So, okay, the social media one, go for it, you're my girl. My phone, I shouldn't be shaking when you're picking up my phone.
Yes.
Like, I should be like, oh, please, you know, do this, do
yeah,
that.
I must know your password. I must know how to pay for things using your stuff.
My phone.
Yes.
100%. The exes one, for your sake. No, because I'm going to say I dated Mikali and then what? You're going
to
be shaking.
It's not going
to
shake me.
Oh, Mikali, who's
that? Because the thing is like...
You guys say that. Okay, obviously not Mikali, but I'm saying, let's say I mention like any girl who is significantly attractive.
Yeah.
Like so. You guys will be like, what's her name? Then you go to my following. Oh, why are you still following her? I'm like, oh no,
yes.
We're still cool.
What? Why are you still following her for real?
But you should be following her still. That,
why?
Like, that's not acceptable. But like in terms of like her being pretty and stuff... If your type is pretty woman, it means I'm pretty woman.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not intimidated.
Because
I've been in instances where like I speak to a girl, she asks me who I've been with, and then like it becomes a problem.
Okay, that's a her problem.
That's
yeah,
a her problem.
Yeah, because then she's
okay.
insecure.
No,
whatever.
Then I give her 5 out of 5.
Why are you following? Don't follow your exes.
Yeah.
So I give you like a 5. Like everything is fair, except for the exes thing. But if you're comfortable with it,
yeah,
then
cool. It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. My next. Oh, do you have one right now?
No, not yet.
Okay. Okay. My next one is limited to 0, or a few female friends. So it's either you don't got female friends at all. Or like if you have female friends, it's limited to a few. Mm. And I have met them and I know them. And yeah.
Can I ask you why? Before I...
Because I don't believe in male-female friendships, firstly.
Yeah.
But also, I do believe that, you see, like, I'm cool with you and stuff like that, né? But, you know, I have certain, like, respect for your partners. I don't text you, like, at all. Like, I actually don't. It's like, if I see Tato, I see Tato. But Tato's my friend, you know? Yeah. I can't be texting him and calling him randomly and all the time, you know, things like that. Then it would blur the line. So, in terms of, like, female friendships, I need to know if it's that type of female friendship. If she's calling you all the time, she's texting you all the time, she's not your friend. She wants you.
Okay.
Or you want each other and y'all are not telling each other. So, it's either you're limited to no or very few female friends.
Also, the history between you two.
It's very important.
Yeah. Very important. Yes. Like, I don't care if you flirted with her
2017.
But now it's platonic. No. The fact that you saw her that way initially.
Yes. Okay.
Let's cut it out.
Okay. No, so with me, like, I believe in having female friends, but I genuinely believe that the frequency, like you're mentioning, is very important.
Okay.
So I classify you as my female friends, but I'm not texting Kai asking how her week went.
Yeah.
I've got friends, Tumi, Tiro, but I speak to them maybe once a month.
Yeah.
Or I'll speak to them when we meet for group activities. So is that having female friends, or is that having a female community?
That's like acceptable. That's what I'm saying. It's the range of how it is. Like, what is it? Like, you know, the best friend notion? Yeah. No. But like the nature of how your female friendships are, like if they like that, it's cool.
Yeah.
Like, if she's called you, bruh, like, yo, child.
Who traumatized you?
Bruh, like,
she calls you.
I had a girl calling me at 9. Yes, in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And then I was like, and then he answers like, yeah, I'm watching a movie with my girlfriend. Why? Mm. And then so for him, I was like, you shouldn't have said you with your girlfriend. I wanted to hear, why is she calling you?
No, but she's right, though.
No,
why
we didn't understand what was the purpose of the call in the middle of the night. Mm. You
why
know,
you
no, I just wanted to check up on you in the middle of the night. Mm. What is your reasoning? Mm. And then I wanted to see the chats. Yeah. And I saw the chats and I saw that she was flirting with him.
Yeah.
So, and I was like,
so.
And you stayed, didn't you?
No, I made them end the friendship. I made them end the friendship.
You stayed.
I would never end a friendship if I go to my end a friendship.
What?
I'd never end up. And if I don't see anything wrong with it, I would never end
No,
it.
But okay, the good thing is he saw something wrong with it. Because, like, I don't want to, like, it's a thing of, like, he can't really read all the time that, like, the girl, you know, some girl, she was not, like, I saw she was flirting with him because I'm a han.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, this is something I wouldn't ask a guy just in jail.
Yeah.
You know? But like, because she wasn't like clear, like it wasn't like as clear as day. Yeah. But she was like, oh, you haven't been at work in a while. And I'm like,
that's his work wife.
And I'm
why
like,
you code blocking his work wife? His work wife, Mrs.
I forgot those exist.
Her work husband.
I forgot those exist.
Baby, why haven't you been at work? I'm eating alone.
If your girlfriend tells you to leave, to end the friendship, you're not ending the friendship.
If I don't see anything wrong with it, no. Like, if she shows me something clear, like mommy did, then I'll be like, oh, damn, I've been so ignorant. I agree with you, baby.
Yes.
But if I have justifiable clause to my friendship with this person,
what if her reasoning is just, I'm uncomfortable? That's her, she has no.
So my conversation will be, how do I create comfort for you?
Oh.
Let her go.
No, like, how do I show you that, like, I respect you so much in this friendship? And let her go.
Yeah.
That's the only way. There's no other way.
So what is the decision you'd make in that moment?
Would you allow for, so, like, in your statement, do you allow for a female community?
Yes.
Which I check on monthly or whenever I think of them.
Yeah, sure. That's decent. That's fine. Because, like, we have women around us. You have women around you. Yeah. That's natural. Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah, because, like, a lot of people say on different places that I have a lot of female friends, right? And I don't think I have a lot of female friends. I think I have a big female community.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you are someone that sees me all the time, weekly. We used to go out to all the time.
Yes.
Would you say I've got, like, female friends that I'm always texting and calling?
No.
I have a strong female community because of the nature of the work that I do.
Yes, like his work environment. Like, if you have a lot of women around you, it's inevitable that you'll have a larger female community. So I get you.
Yeah. But, like, I'm never texting someone every day, every week. Like, I classify two close ladies in my life, Tsego and Tumi, and I see them at bowling.
Yeah.
And I speak to them only when I see them at bowling.
And I've seen his relationships with them, and with the two. Very platonic. Yeah,
Those are my gang.
No, actually, I see. Yeah. No,
but I'd put it on a two, though. I think no female friends is a bit, like, uncomfortable.
Okay.
Like, it's the most convenient. Your dad got female friends?
No.
Exactly.
Is my dad not toxic in a healthy relationship? You gotta, like, we can't use our parents when it makes sense.
That's true. Because,
like,
we never use our parents anywhere else. Okay, fine. Okay. What strict girlfriend rule have you heard or experienced that you thought unreasonable.
The
or crazy.
I don't like the exes thing. I don't think you should know my exes. I think if I enter a relationship with you, it should be focused on us.
Yeah.
The no female friends thing I hear to a certain extent. Because I'm also the same. Like, you can have guy friends. You can have a male community.
Yeah.
But, like, why is Tepo calling you every day? Like, why is he so concerned with your health and your day and your week? But, like, if it's a thing of, like, you know, every 2 weeks, he's hosting, like, a games night, you want to go, I can come sometimes. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Or if it's, like, a childhood friend. Like, I know I had a friend who had an ex with a huge male community.
Yeah.
And she would see them when she was at home almost every single day.
Yeah.
And they would hang out. And I was very comfortable because... these are guys that she grew up with.
Mm.
Also, they were low-key like...
Yeah.
They were not just you. With me.
Yeah. So it's like... So I was like, I felt safe.
What? They're just not me.
Yeah. So,
no comp. There's no comparison.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what I wouldn't like, you know. I mean, for me, like... So what's the thing again? Crazy boyfriend things.
Like...
Oh, your strict boyfriend rules.
Strict rules. I'm so calm, guys. I'm okay, so
I'll
calm.
Let you think. Like, my next one is very unreasonable.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't care. Okay.
Okay. Let's see.
I will not meet your family or your friends.
Yo, I don't like.
But those as your girlfriend, I refuse.
But don't you know your man's friends?
Yeah, and because we went to high school together and we were friends for a very long time, so our friend groups kind of merged.
Yeah.
But if I had it any other way, I would not want to know your friends, and I don't want your friends to know.
Unless
me.
What? Unless you're married.
Yes, unless we're married. Unless we're getting... I can get to know them when we become fiancé, right? But as your girlfriend, I feel like, one, it leaves so much room for disrespect. You know what I'm saying? Because they know me. They can talk about me. They can have their opinions. In fact, I don't want you to talk to your friends about me either. Like, keep our relationship private. You can have general conversations about your love life or whatever the case may be. But the particulars of our relationship, I don't want them to know. Because now... they're gonna light fires under your back.
Yeah, they'll have a certain level of comfort.
Also, there will be room for comparison if they know me and they know your ex and your other exes. Like, oh, okay, compared to your ex, she's like this type of. And then also the third reason is because it provides leverage for him or for both of us. It inspires unreasonable decision making because I'll stay. Because I met his family.
Yeah, you accept certain things because the family's involved and all those things.
That's a very safe boundary to have.
Yeah.
Like,
also, it's not unreasonable. Enables marriage baiting.
It's so reasonable. Yeah. I'd give it like a 5. Like, when you first said it, I was like, one, what, my friends?
Yeah.
But the more you elaborate, it's like, okay, cool. It's good for my friends to exist within marriage or within engagement because...
Yeah.
You've made the commitment between us two. Because
friends
do have a serious impact in the way that you treat your girlfriend.
Absolutely.
Because if I'm having a horrible month with my partner, and I'll tell my boys who are much younger than me, what they're going to tell me is not
like,
what I need to
enjoy,
hear.
Yeah. Go enjoy, Wena.
Absolutely.
She's not worth it.
But my friends would never say that. Yeah. But my friends would be like, no, she's being unfair.
Yeah.
She's being unreasonable.
Yeah.
They don't have context. And then now I act on that unreasonableness. It's not going to work. But you get me. I act on that. I'm like, actually, she is being unreasonable. Kante, I'm the one that's being unreasonable.
Yeah.
But because I've got three guys co-signing me.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow. So, okay. I think the family one, I agree. The friends one, I'm a bit hesitant because I think you're speaking from a position of like privilege because you guys have mutual friends. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, would it be feasible if you guys didn't have the same friends?
I think it would, especially because I know now that his closer friend group have much different interests than my close friend group.
Yeah.
Unless push comes to shove, we're not coming together.
You know also, even though you guys have mutuals, you're not necessarily chilling with him and his friends.
No.
So whenever you see him, it's like you're just seeing your partner.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
No,
bro.
That's fair.
I think I should practice that.
That's fair. I think the chilling with like his friends thing should be like, I'm not saying like completely like you don't know each other and stuff like that. For me, it would be like a thing of like, if it's a necessary thing, if like, oh, there's like a bride, it's very important to his friend and he would also like you to be there because everybody has a plus one. Mm. I would go to those brides and stuff. But if it's like on a regular, we are always at your house
together. We have
together
each other's numbers.
With your friends. Oh, yes. The numbers thing as well. Yes. Yeah. I feel like that's the boundary there I get also.
Even the family members thing, like, they can use their family members to manipulate
That's
you.
True. That's
like,
true.
All of a sudden, your mom is calling me after we've
that's
had an
true.
Argument.
Yeah, that's
of course
sense.
That's going to influence my decision.
Yeah,
like, oh, maybe
sense.
I should forgive him because, you know, his mom called.
Yeah. That's nice here. I'm learning, actually.
You must come sit here. Very come sit here. Okay, let me see what I have. I have communication. So for communication, I need to know where are you?
Yes.
Who you with?
Reasonable.
What you doing?
Reasonable.
Like, I need to know those things.
How long are you going to be there?
How long are you going to be there? When are you going to get home? Yes, I need to have answers to those questions.
Yeah.
The where are you? Who are you with? What you doing? I need to know that for context. Because I'm, okay, first is because I'm interested in your life. Yeah. It's not like I'm trying to find out some.
Don't lie,
no, serious. It's not like I'm trying, I'm not trying to find out some.
Yeah.
But I also need to know, like, I wouldn't be shocked if I saw Banban post you on their status. Yes. And I'm like, oh, what was happening here?
Yeah, you shouldn't be surprised or shocked.
Yes, like, you know, I should be like, oh. Like, yeah. I see it, I'm like, I get the context of how that picture was taken. Because, you know, like, sometimes you can take a girl can take a selfie with your man, like, and I don't know, together at the table selfie. Yeah. But if I know the context of how that selfie was taken, I'm not going to overreact. It avoids conflict, unnecessary conflict.
I agree.
I'll also disclose... Yeah. Where am I? Who am I with? What am I doing?
I think that's very fair.
I think
if you've got a partner, you should be able to, you should be communicating for safety things, just for a whole bunch of reasons. Like,
do you guys think live locations are like a reasonable request?
I think there's nothing wrong with live locations. It's only a problem when you're cheating.
I feel like no.
Like I've sent my partner my live location for months and it's okay.
Okay.
Like, what's wrong with it? Like, they know where you are. What's wrong with them knowing where you are?
It's very...
People only hold back when they are doing something wrong. Why are you scared to know where I am?
It's not about that. It's controlling. True. Like, you know, like... It allows for control. Like, control. I may have not been controlling.
Yeah.
But because I have so much access as to even your live location. Yeah. Like, you are tempted to look. Like, you know, you're tempted to be like, oh, where is he? And then now you become controlling because... He changed, like, he went from, you could say, like, oh, I could say I'm here, right? Yeah. Oh, I came here and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then maybe I didn't have time to communicate, but I will communicate. Eventually, it would be communicated. Maybe we went to get food at Four Ways.
Yeah.
But I don't know how long we're at Four Ways. So imagine now I check, my man sees my live location. All of a sudden, you're at Four Ways Mall, but you told me you are shooting. You know? Like, it could make you very controlling.
Yeah, that's why I asked.
Okay, no, fair. I think it depends on the type of person
in
the relationship. Yeah. Right? Yes. So I'm always dating nonchalant people. So like they'll have my live location, but then they just cool. They trust me. I trust them.
No,
they check when I say please check.
You think that's a good thing to say? I'm always dating nonchalant people.
Nonchalant, like, I mean, when I say nonchalant, I don't know English. I'm so sorry if I offend anybody. I mean, I date people that really trust me and that are very calm,
and
collected, right? So like they'll have my live location, but they'll never be like, oh, where were you here? Where were you here?
They'll
forget that they had my live location.
Oh,
and I also forget that I had their live location.
Okay,
that's fair. But me personally, it's a thing of, I won't ask you, but I'll notice like the location change. But I won't ask.
But why are you looking?
Because sometimes you're just curious. You have the location. Like, I have the location.
You guys shouldn't have the location.
Yes, that's why I said I shouldn't have that. Like, I shouldn't have the location.
Because you should only be checking when maybe I'm going out and then I'm like, yo, this Uber is not safe. Please check my location.
Okay, that's fair. But also, I think also the reason why I checked as much as I did was because of the type of guy.
How often were you checking?
No.
How often were you checking?
I'll check like maybe 3 times a day. Mm. But the reason being is because
find my iPhone.
Yes. Because of the guy. Because I didn't trust him.
Yeah.
I didn't trust him because of he didn't give me room for choice. Like, he didn't communicate where he was.
That's the guy that I know.
He didn't communicate where he was, who he was with, what he was doing.
Yeah.
So like the only option I have to see if he's busy or what's going on was to check his location.
Mm. Were you guys dating?
No, I think everybody has his location. I don't even think it's a romantic thing.
No,
the
I'm
whole
like,
country has his location, no, saying, if it's like that.
Okay, let me not be rude, because it's a...
See, it's
no, it's like... It's,
I have no right to know.
No! Like, no, let's move on.
Say it! Say like, what you chase.
At what... Were you guys exclusive?
It's giving crazy. I can't lie.
No, no. Let me be fair.
Yeah.
The energy he gave
was exclusive energy.
Yes. Like he didn't communicate his intentions and where he was going. Like, he didn't communicate fairly.
Yeah.
Like, he lied, and because he lied, there was a lot of misconceptions from my end. Because I will not act a way that I don't have any right to act. I'm very calm. I'm a very calm person.
Yeah, he created that environment.
He created that environment.
You can check for each other.
Yes, like, you know, that type of thing. Because he would also check mine, you know? So it's like a thing of like...
It was normalized.
Yeah. Yes, you 100%. Know? And yeah, it's because of the environment he created. So yeah, thank you very much.
She even fixes her tattoos. Thank you very much. I don't think I'm like psychologically stable enough to have a live location. Like,
that's for you fair. To give me a live
location. I can see
I'm
you.
I'm being honest with myself.
Knowing yourself is very important.
I can see you calling. I can see you calling and saying, oh, so what's happening at McDonald's?
Yes.
What's going on?
Call. Video call. I'm a FaceTime. Show me who's in your passenger seat for a second. Just do this. Okay, show me outside. What's happening? All right, please share your screen. Go to your call log.
Yo.
Okay. Let me see your chat history. Let me see your recently deleted, actually. Let's have a chat. Okay, see you soon. 20 minutes later. Engine? You didn't say you're thumbing an engine.
What are you doing at engine?
Yeah, that is so fair.
Yeah. No, I know myself. Keep your life location to yourself. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? The less fair. I know.
Yeah,
the
for my peace of
for
mind.
For my peace of mind.
Yeah, that's what I'm at.
Worse because like, yeah, no.
I always assume people that like, you know, say for my peace of mind are cheating. Not that you're cheating.
Yeah.
I always assume that like if you'd be worried about someone's life locations because you know what you're doing, but I'm seeing now that like it's just a normal thing amongst people. Right?
No,
I know what can drive.
You can have my location.
Yeah,
I don't want yours.
Fair.
Especially if you're a driver.
Yeah, because you will know that guys, you see that N1, you're like, this is not the N1 home. This is not home to.
It's not home to. It's not to my place. It's not to his mother's place.
And you know when you have live location, you start to know the spots he frequents.
Yeah.
So you know where the pins are, like normally are.
There's an iPhone feature where in your settings where you can check the most frequently visited areas.
Even on Find My iPhone, you can tell, it can notify you every time the person moves.
Is it? I'm not stable enough for all of that.
So you'll get a peeping. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Tato is currently
there would
on
not
the
be any thought digest. Every 10 minutes, you just be like, excuse me.
You're joking, huh?
There'd not be anything. My last one is no sleepovers.
Oh, valid.
At like guys' places too?
At anybody's place. You're not sleeping over anyway. Go home. No matter how late overnight it becomes, go home.
No, let's say Percy's here. He's tired. He wants to sleep over at my place. Let's say we're dating. Sleep over at my place. You can't sleep over here.
I'll Uber from my house
and
to where you are and fetch you and request another Uber, drop you over at home, then go home myself.
No, like, I'm at my place. Let's say he wants to sleep over. Like, his friend comes over. Is that
to
okay?
Sleep over.
Oh, that's
he's fine. He's home. So that's fine.
As long as you are home.
Damn.
You can't sleep over anywhere else. Because the thing is, people's lives are so unpredictable. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially if you went out late and you guys went to the club, wherever, mm-hmm. and then you'll end up at Tato's house.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, babe, I'm so tired after the club, or I'm a little bit lit, like, I can't drive. Mm. That's a lie from the pit of hell. How you move from there? What? I'm coming to get you. We'll come get your car from Tato's place in the morning or something.
Yeah, because now if you think about Tato's place, Jiggy Jiggy Girls just came, babe. I don't know where the hell these girls
came from. And Tato's single. Tato. In fact, Tato's promiscuous. Tato has an OnlyFans account.
Yeah.
Tato's out there.
And then next week, your man's featuring. Like,
Tato has Tinder.
Yeah.
Tato, you know what I'm saying? No, you're not sleeping over at Tato's house.
Nah, fair.
Oh, you don't have OnlyFans, I know.
Yeah, I'm saying 5 out of 5. Very crazy.
No, is it? Is it one crazy? Yeah.
It's a one.
Yeah, it's one. It's extremely. It's crazy. What? My boys must be able to sleep over. I can sleep in my boys' place. What are you saying? Excel?
No, you're not sleeping at your place.
Okay. No, because of their attachment issues as a friend group, ne? They are very attached
even
to each
worse.
Other. So I get it. Because, like, even they worse. Do it irregardless. It can be for the... they couldn't even have been drunk.
Yeah.
Like, Percy stays right around the corner. But if Percy doesn't feel like standing up...
Why is Percy going home and we're still chilling?
He's going to drive, like... the next day, if he doesn't feel like he's gonna drive the next, because of how
the attachment issues make it worse, because now your boy's gonna lie for you.
Mm.
Now he's gonna cover up for you.
Yeah,
now he's gonna tell you, oh, he'd never do that to you. Like, even when we have chats with the boys, he tells me you're the love of his life.
I've never seen him like this.
A
man's friends.
Shut up, man.
Nah, Rio, don't believe us, guys. We will advocate for each other.
Yeah, they'll tell you. He's my first. Like, you are his first love.
If anything, we were the most quiet. Like, that means that you're actually doing really well. Because why are we trying to prove to you that he loves you?
Mm.
If we're quiet, it means that now he messes with you. If they're like, oh, we've never seen him so happy, why are we trying to prove a point? Why am I trying to be like, oh, mommy, listen, this guy loves you.
Yeah. Oh, you should come back. And then for the next episode, we should talk about when you know he's cooking you.
Okay, fair.
Yeah,
fair.
When you know you cooked.
You're putting us on game. Oh, my goodness.
Now I'm snitching to all the brews. What's up?
Snitch.
Please.
And the thing is, even if you snitch, like, we will ignore the red flags.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
can I ask you guys a question? Okay, but everyone asked this question.
Yeah.
That's my point. It's on my heart though.
Yeah.
So how come girls like
oh my god.
So troubled.
Like it's been a thing we were speaking about yesterday with the boys, and I was like, oh, this is actually a real thing. How come when I come to you, let's say I'm trying to court and type of saying. You know, type of saying, what are your favorite flowers? You know, what's your favorite wine? What do you like? And then I come to your place and I'm like, yo, you know, here are your favorite flowers. I got your favorite wine. Oh, I know that you're working or you're busy right now. I even saw TikTok like this. I know that you're working, you're busy. I just came to check on you. Are you good?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is for you. Can I please take you out on a date? Like, you know, on Thursday. That never works. You guys prefer like when we don't text you back, when we don't call.
Right.
I think it's what we covered in previous episodes, the daddy issue thing.
Oh, yeah. It could be daddy issue thing is. Yeah. Or being a check. Some girls have like, okay, most girls, especially when we had been matured out of those relationships.
Yeah.
We like toxic relationships. Yeah. You know, we like toxic situations. Yeah. It's a daddy issue thing. You know, you want to fight for someone's validation, fight for someone's love, fight for someone's... Like, you want to fight for the need to feel wanted.
Mm-hmm. So the less attention he pays to you, the more you want to reel him in.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah. So should we shy away from those types of people?
Yes.
Okay.
So we're so strong. Oh, yes, I was like...
Yes.
Yes.
If she doesn't, value your efforts, and if she doesn't, you know what I'm saying, appreciate... These you going out of your way to say, oh, you've had a long day, whatever the case may be, or you paying attention, she doesn't deserve you.
So, guys, that's it for the short topic. I think we went deep, we went in,
which is nice. It's nice going deep with you guys. It feels like a very safe space. I don't know how I feel about going deep with you guys, but it's nice going deep.
Like, we forget that you guys are there, like, literally. Okay, so the next, we're playing our game, and it's called One Must Go.
One must go.
I think I understood what it was.
Yeah.
Okay. So like one must go between this or that.
Yeah.
Nah? Yeah. Okay. I have some for you. As okay. Well. Okay. Okay. Let's see. Okay. You start because I think I started with the street girl rules.
Hold on. Give me a second. Let me get it.
I don't think I've matched.
Okay. Your favorite meal or your favorite song?
One must go. Mm-hmm. So I must choose. Oh, between those two.
Yeah.
Oh, my favorite song can vibe.
Okay.
Okay, that's fair. I would have chosen the same
thing. But I didn't hear it again. Yeah, I'll probably find a new favorite song. Favorite food?
Guys, I love music so much.
What's your favorite song?
The song that's been my favorite for years now is Sinead Harnett, If You Let Me.
So if they said, what's your favorite food?
Mukhodu.
If they said, let go of Mukhodu for Sinead Harnett.
You can never eat Mukhodu again, or you can never hear this song.
Mukhodu can go, guys.
Mukhodu can go.
If I can't hear that song ever again, what?
I don't have attachment issues like to songs. I have attachment issues to food.
Yeah, pork ribs.
Please. Yeah. Please.
Like ribs.
Please.
Yeah, I love pork ribs also, but like made really well. Also seafood. What? No ways.
One must go.
Yeah. What about you?
Oh, for me?
Yeah.
Oh, the food. The music.
Oh, sorry,
the music
sorry,
can
sorry,
go.
Sorry,
the music
sorry.
Can go.
Did you just say, ask Majita? Oh, what?
Yeah, that's crazy. I didn't see that coming.
Oh, seated with. One must go.
Damn.
Oh. One must go.
Yo. As Majita can go.
Oh.
Yeah. Ish. But let me tell you why, man. As Majita is a lot of fun. Right, it's, you know, we're cultivating community within, like, you know, the male space.
Mm-hmm.
It's challenge driven brotherhood, you know, base. But with my brother, like, dude, we're unpacking so much trauma.
Mm.
We've learned so much.
Yeah.
We're getting closer. Like, we're becoming better men for each other, for our future partners, and for society.
Mm.
So like the impact of that for me is greater than Asmajita. I think it's greater for my audience too than Asmajita. Asmajita is just to make you laugh, chill, you know. Show you that we can bypass challenges. It's very comedic. It's entertainment based. So
I think I'd make the same decision as well.
What about you? Yeah, as much you thought. Or
I agree with you.
Yeah,
I completely agree.
Can I also add things since we added things? Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Like this one came off the top of my head. Okay, add some.
Okay, cool. I want to say thought digest.
Yeah.
Or thought digest or your TikTok. Personal page or your TikTok personal page? Yeah.
My TikTok can go.
Yeah, my TikTok
actually,
can go.
All my socials can go. YouTube can go. Thought Digest can stay for me.
Okay, I know you're not going to say all of your socials. For
yeah, and definitely not all my socials. I'm not taking it there for. But TikTok can go.
TikTok can go.
Because TikTok can always. TikTok is the easiest platform to grow on.
But when we say can go, you can't go back.
Yeah, you can't go back. Oh, it's fine. TikTok can go.
That's
Wait, like my TikTok account, I can still watch TikTok.
Yeah,
TikTok.
Okay. Yeah, for me, they can go.
Okay.
Okay.
Your wife or your mom?
Deep. His future wife, if you're watching this, you must know.
My wife or my mom?
Know who he's choosing.
And that's okay, your husband say, or your father.
Let's say I'm not killing someone, right? Let's say I don't get to see them.
Yeah. Yeah. Like your relationship with
you
them.
You cut
ends.
Ties with them completely.
Yes, 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 yes.
Oh, I can hear him in his head saying, "Mama, I'm sorry."
Yeah, Mama, I'm sorry. My mom and I had an amazing 27 years.
I saw it coming. Had a, like, had Mama, an amazing I've known you for most years. Of my life.
Yeah, 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 I can have the sure. rest of my life with someone else.
Yeah, I'd rather stay with like my wife, man.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
For? Oh, no, I agree.
Your husband?
My your dad, mom. By dad.
Your
by
mom?
By mom, hey? Because at the end of the day, they had each other
yeah.
for their lives. They gave beautiful kids. Life must go on, yeah. you know. I need to, like, get old with someone as well. You know, true. They're not going to be there in my old age. My husband's going to be there in my old age. So, that's my husband. True.
What about you, Kaya?
Bye, husband.
Wanna do?
You saying bye to your husband?
Yeah.
You're making us look so bad right now.
we just told our parents we don't love them in 10 different ways.
And it's not like, it's not for the same reasons. I love my father, sure, but love is not the reason why I'm choosing my father.
Okay, why are you choosing your father?
The test of time, I think we've had a conversation about how little my faith in humanity is. Rather the devil I know than the devil I don't know for me, because I have very little faith in human beings. So talk less of a man I met 3 years ago versus the man I've known.
But so this means like you cannot have a husband?
Ever.
Fine.
Yeah.
But you can have a boyfriend though. Ish, I take it back. I just have a girlfriend. Mom, I'm sorry.
No, but not long-term girlfriends. Like, you have to change girlfriends every 2 years.
Oh, you know how tiring that is. Ah, mom's
exactly. Mom's bye.
Shut up. Yo.
Nah,
because like a life partner is the same as a wife. Kind of. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah. And I'm just also thinking about all the things I'd be giving out. Yeah. Like from a romantic relationship.
Yeah.
But I don't care, man.
Okay, I have one and I hope it's not too inappropriate.
Okay.
Let's say you are of the age, okay. you are married.
Yeah.
You can, one must go. So, sex with your husband or wife, or kissing, husband or wife. One must go.
Kissing can go.
Kissing can go.
How long I waited to be here.
Kissing can go. Kissing can go. It's going to be a sad way. Like, goodbye.
Yeah.
It's going to be a very sad goodbye. Yeah. But. Heesh, it was nice knowing you, kisses.
We'll find a new way to kiss, man. We'll kiss without cheeks or something.
Because essentially, the way that I register it, kissing is foreplay, Bandla. The thing is, we've been foreplaying for so long. Now we're married.
Fair. That was a very silly one.
I waited too long to get here, boys.
Mm. That was a very silly one.
Mm. What? That was so easy, Tadu.
Yeah, that was so easy. Like, we didn't even think about it. It was a challenge for you.
I really like kissing. Hey, like, I think kissing is so intense, like, with the right person. Like, I probably only had 3 amazing kisses in my whole life, where it feels like...
What?
No,
like,
I'm still
when it becomes, like, they've been good, but, like,
amazing,
it's soul to soul. It's sensual, it's soul to soul. I feel like I'm diving into your heart.
I feel like I'm
you're diving into my heart, and we're hugging each other from the inside and holding on, and it's like, yo.
When the kiss is good.
Yeah.
I need to know it.
I also need to know that one because
why are you thinking about it? Like,
I also didn't know it, and then I was like, yo.
What are the
ingredients? Like, I don't get.
No, I don't know how to explain it, man.
What is it? Passion?
Is it when you can't go there?
Yes, no, I feel like a kiss bangs harder when you know you can't go
not
there.
Even, not
really?
Even. I think it's a thing of like when going there is not the priority. So it's like the kissing is for the kissing. You know what I'm saying?
Clearly we haven't lived in Paul.
No, guys.
We know nothing.
We haven't kissed.
Anyway, let's keep let me not make this into a kissing podcast.
A kissing podcast. Okay.
It's your turn, I think.
It's my turn. Okay, yeah. Let me think of one. Because the ones I mostly had were like very feminine.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, okay. Tato, everybody. Would you rather... let go of accessories or shoes, like good sneakers, like a good pair of shoes or accessories, like which one can go? Like no nothing, no earrings, no necklace.
That's hectic, eh?
No rings.
I thought it was but my shoes are still like, I'm still wearing like,
but like good sneakers, like, yeah. Like, you know, like imagine like you're wearing sneakers like you don't like for the rest of your life. You're just wearing them for wearing them. But you have your all your accessories. Or would you rather not have be bare?
And we wear rings.
We wear
chains.
Okay, the accessories can go because I'm a sneakerhead. Like I love a good pair of sneakers.
So no necklace, no rings, no number.
Yeah. I agree because like imagine you look amazing with your accessories, but then your shoes look bad.
Your shoes are.
Rather, I have no accessories, but then my shoes are amazing and they lift my feet.
Okay.
Yeah. What about you?
No, same. I'm not even an accessories girly.
I've never seen you really wear rings.
I just haven't gotten to that stage yet.
I'm gonna get you rings. When I clean my machine card, I'll get you some rings.
Oh.
Tell me your ring size.
So sweet.
See my friends, guys.
I'll get you some rings.
Brother. Subscribers, if you wanna that get me rings, one of these things called stickers, ne? Send us stickers. Send us stickers.
Stickers for rings.
Stickers for rings.
What's my last one before we close it off? A relationship with God.
A relationship with the other thing.
Or singleness for the rest of your life.
The other thing can go. I would rather be single for the rest of my life and have a relationship with God. Is that what you're asking? Or would you rather be in not experience singleness and have a life partner but no relationship with God?
I think she's saying if you choose God, you're single. If you choose a relationship, there's no God.
Yeah, I choose God.
Okay, girl.
Like, Marayo.
Yeah. Because I'm deep in it now. Like, I'm deep in it now. Like, there are a lot of times, honestly speaking, that I've prioritized a romantic relationship over my relationship with God. Because I needed, in my head, I needed intimacy, right? Well, what is it called? Tangible intimacy. Because the intimacy with God
you needed
exists,
to hold
but it's not.
Hand. You needed to, get a hug that touched your soul.
It's a tricky one, eh?
Oh, guys.
But I'll choose God, guys. Hell is a scary place, man.
It's not even like hell is a scary place. Like, there's a lot of things that I go through emotionally
that
and mentally.
That a human being can't.
Yeah, that can't take me out of, and only God can take me out of.
Yeah.
And I feel like it could also take me out of the feeling of loneliness from not having that physical thing.
Yeah, also, I think the decision you make.
Tato's like, God can go.
I think the decision you make is a reflection of how much faith you have in God's capabilities to fulfill you.
What happens if God's watching you? He's like, I never said you must do that.
No, but I couldn't thank either. Oh, it's
okay. Like, what the hell are you doing?
That's okay. Code, because you don't want to answer.
I think I'd choose God. I think it would make me such a better person also. Yeah. Like, I'd have a lot of self-love. I'd take care of myself because I really believe that the love that I pour to romantic partners is amazing. And if I had to pour
the
all
same
of that
love
into myself, I'd be one of the happiest people ever.
And there's always other ways to interact with human beings, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're saying your friends, your family, or even like strangers, you know, you can pour into so many other people.
You'd live so much, you'd do more.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
you wouldn't make everything about like cuddling,
another person
experiences in the room, in the apartment.
And a lot of sacrifice happens. Yes, there's sacrifice of God. But normally that sacrifice benefits you most of the time.
Yeah.
But like in relationships, sometimes that sacrifice doesn't necessarily benefit you as a person.
That's very true.
So now you're letting go of making those sacrifices. Yeah. And everything you do is very you and God-centered.
Yeah.
That's very true.
That's a good life to me.
Sure. And then come to find out that later in life, God tells you, it's like you're meant to be single.
I rebuke, Lord, please.
All right, let's go into our long topic.
Okay.
And it is... Also, they were complaining that our editor no longer does
the sparkles.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah,
so it is a
please
Swaggy,
with the
sparkles.
Please with the sparkles. Our long topic is addiction.
Oh, my.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, where to begin? I think the starting point for me was figuring out what is meant by addiction being a disease, because I've heard that so many times, but I couldn't justify it in my head, because the way that I processed it was a lack of self-control for me, because I think I was kind of just not knowledgeable on the whole the whole concept of addiction. Well, mm. that was before I experienced addiction, which yeah. is something we're going to get into yeah. later. But I was like, okay, what is meant by addiction being a disease or being a disorder? Mm. And I found out that it's referred to as a disorder because it changes the way your brain is wired mm-hmm. and the overall functioning of your brain is altered by addictions, because at the core of an addiction is seeking a reward, right? Or rewiring the reward system in your brain that we spoke about the last episode in terms of, what's it? Delayed gratification. Mm-hmm. So that reward system is disrupted by this thing that you are addicted to. So for instance, the drugs. The drugs give you a dopamine hit, make you really happy, give you an instant reward. And so it rewires your brain to associate the drugs and a reward, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And so more drugs means more reward. But over time, obviously, that's not how your brain acclimates to your relationship with drugs or whatever. And that's really good. I also found out that they are... I didn't find out, but I found out that there are substance addictions, and then there are behavioral addictions.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And both have...
podcast really makes you unpack.
Exactly. So if you think you've escaped like a substance addiction, you probably have a behavioral addiction.
So you think there will always be like a type of addiction? Or are you saying if you remove the substance addiction... it's replaced with the behavioral addiction?
No, I'm saying
you can have both. If you don't think you're addicted yes. to substances, you might or be addicted.
Yeah, because you think, I'm free of addiction. I'm not addicted to anything, because you think that addiction has to do with substances. Oh. But if you look at it deeper, some of the behavioral patterns you have are addictive behaviors.
Yeah, like for example, maybe like always having short-lived relationships.
Yes.
Because you're addicted to that beginning phase of the talking stage.
Yeah, yeah, there we go. So we're getting into the meat of it. Yeah, that's okay. A behavioral one.
I understand addiction. Thank you. I'm with you. Okay.
Yeah, because in the moment, it gives you that dopamine hit. Yeah. It gives you that reward. It makes you happy. And so you've already answered the first question. What kind of addictions have you dealt with in your life?
I'd say like masturbation from my side.
Yeah,
I think a lot of men go through like a masturbation addiction.
Yes, especially I'm very aware of that.
Like late high school into early first year. Mm-hmm. Like, guys be masturbating like three times a week, four times a week. Shit, sometimes every day. Like, that's a big thing. That's a big addiction that men go through. I think with that one,
what do you think is at the root of that?
I think a lot of men like, from a young age, you want to have access to sex and women, right?
Yeah.
Because it's like you're watching TV, there's all these things that show you that like how like sex is very, what's the word? It's
glorified
and hype, like
put on a high pedestal.
It's very sensualized.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's hyper sensualized. So whenever we think about sex as young boys, it'd be like, yo, boobs, like how do they feel? Like how's it like? Like when you're watching pornography, like for the sake of watching it as a young man, you're like, yo, this guy is having fun. Yeah. Like, yo, this girl is like feeling a lot.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be able to make a girl feel like that, right? So now obviously as a young man, you struggle to gain access to having sex because you're 15, 14. Who are you having sex with?
Yeah.
Like, no one's really having sex all back in my days. Hey, nowadays, it's crazy.
Scary place.
So because, scary. Bro, so because you like access to having sex and sexual acts and behavior, and sexual acts, you then say, okay, cool. I can kind of create this sex with the person through self-pleasure and through watching something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now when you are, and it's so bad, like masturbation, bro, like constant masturbation. Because now you're watching like, okay, cool, you start off like, okay, cool, softcore porn.
Because
you start off like, cool, let me just watch like these girls like kissing, let me watch these guys and girls kissing. Then it will always, like it always like levels Escalate, up and levels up because you want more because you get so used to like, you know, finishing off to this type of porn.
Yeah.
So, like, I think it exists because you want access to sex and you can't have access to sex. And then you just fall into this loop where all you have to do is pick up your phone and touch yourself.
Yeah.
And, like, now we're in an age where Wi-Fi is unlimited everywhere. Pornography everywhere. Is accessible like this. Yeah. On X, it's accessible like this.
Like, bro, you just go on Twitter, your homepage.
Bro, you search porn, you are good. Brother. So, I think, like, that was, like... And it's so hard to fall out of that, bro. Yeah. Because, like... it's a huge dopamine hit. Like, an orgasm is a huge dopamine hit. We can't, like, ignore it. Like, it's like a, yo, it removes stress.
Yeah.
It can remove even anxiety. Like, it does a lot for you.
Yeah.
So now having access to that dopamine hit, when you're so young and your brain hasn't developed, can cause the addiction.
Yeah.
Because now you don't know the difference between right and wrong. So now, I think that's why so many men get addicted for such a long period of time in their life.
Yeah.
Like with me, like I stopped like my addiction through like prayer and through just speaking to like my peers and saying like, say, do you masturbate? And then some people would say yes, people would say no. I'd see, okay, cool, some people do it in this, you know, consistency.
Yeah.
And then I realized that, no, man, I think it's easy when you're older because I was like, no, man, I've got a partner.
Yeah.
Let me get all my desires from my partner.
Yeah.
Why am I watching pornography when I've got a partner, you know? So I think that's how I got rid of my like addiction or my constant masturbation.
Yeah.
When does it become an addiction? How often? Because I keep saying addiction.
Like, I think it becomes an addiction when you can't restrain yourself from doing
it. Yes. Also, when I was looking at addiction and the symptoms or like the how you know you're addicted. What you mentioned also when you said that it escalates.
Yeah.
A symptom is a numbness to sort of the baseline of that addiction. Yeah. So an increased tolerance is what I'm looking
at. Increased tolerance.
So when you realize that your tolerance for this thing is more than it used to be. So for instance, it takes you longer now to let's say to get an orgasm from this genre. So you move on to the next genre or the more exciting genre. And then you realize, okay, now it's taking me longer to orgasm to this one. You're addicted.
It becomes so layered for Gen Z. Because I remember I used to like go to like this boys' school and speak about like addiction to them. And these guys were saying that like it goes to like, you know, a different genre.
Yeah.
Once you change genres, it changes from not the genre, but like the amount of scenes you're seeing.
Yeah.
So you want to see like this person have sex, then that becomes boring so you can quickly swap.
Yeah.
So now you're seeing like different types and you're searching for an orgasm. Watch, like you can go through over 30, 40 videos.
Yeah.
Like we're speaking to boys, making them do these like questionnaires, and they were saying that some of them watch over 70 videos just to like ejaculate.
Yeah.
Which is a lot of porn.
That is a
like,
lot.
Going through 70 videos like swiping is a lot of porn.
That's a lot of time.
It's a lot of time too.
Yeah. Also, withdrawal is a symptom of addiction. So when it occupies too much of your mind space.
That when you haven't done it in a long time, you're like, oh my God, I need to do it. I need to do it. I need to do it.
That's also a symptom.
What addiction have you... Or are you
I actually spoke about it on live. Hallucinogens. So anything that took me out of reality. So that would be alcohol or like anything mind-altering, hallucinogens, intoxicating, all of that.
When?
Yo! Oh, boy! How many years?
When were you hallucinating?
I think it began in 9th grade. Because I went to a private school. So, drugs are very accessible there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's not like, it's not your weed or anything. It's ecstasy, it's shrooms. LSD, it's shrooms, all acid. Of that. It's acid. So, that's what I had access to.
School right in school.
Well, school's in the East. School's in the East.
Nigga.
But what do you need?
How do you know Adeola's not inspired by a true story?
okay.
Exactly. So, those were the kind of things that I dabbled in for a very long time. And it was just to escape reality. And the dopamine hits was very immediate with those kind of drugs.
So now.
And so when I finally decided, okay, this is not how I want to live, I decided to switch schools because I thought, okay, let me get out of the environment that is enabling this because that school had hella drug dealers my age. You know what I'm saying? So I said, let me get out of here. And then I changed schools. I went to
a government school.
Where you guys smoke weed. So it wasn't attractive to me. And so I was sober for, I think, a year. In 11th grade, I was sober. And then 12th grade came, and then I became a functioning alcoholic, right? I was only able to function because it's alcohol versus LSD. Like, it's not the same. Excuse it's me. Not the same hit. And then first year, dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
I smoked weed for the first time, right? And weed goes to a different part of your brain than the other hallucinogens. And I think weed was the biggest addiction because I was smoking like 8, 9, 10 blunts a day, bro.
Yo.
Yeah.
Tell me how you.
I promise you. Wow. When I was telling the story on Instagram Live, they were like, ain't no way, boy.
Wow.
And Jesus Christ?
Guys,
ain't no way.
No, we thank God.
Yeah, I was high all the time.
We thank God.
No, because that's the only way you can come out of that, like, yeah, level of, like, addiction.
What? I think you're right. It really was only God that pulled me out of that. You know, it wasn't even God, to be honest. It was God. But it was lockdown first. Yeah, because lockdown came and you can't go access, outside. Yeah. You have no access to this.
Imagine
thing.
Lockdown just happened so for you. Imagine you experienced COVID. So
how
that you
unrealistic
could let go.
Is that?
Yeah, but it's possible.
Unrealistic. I think it came. It it's came real. As
like
we
it's such
in.
A possibility. Like you needed
or like,
to
or, the t- or like people that had serious addictions.
Yes,
yeah,
it's possible.
So during that time, because remember, it was first 14 days, like don't go anywhere for 14 days. And then it was 21 days. Then it was 3 months, wada wada. And people were getting arrested left, right, and center for selling alcohol, for selling weed, all of these things. So it forced me to introspect, you know what I'm saying? To deal with what is making me smoke this much weed. Yeah. You know, what is making me so addicted to this thing? And I realized that it was because I needed to fill a void, you know what I'm saying? All of the things that I was avoiding in my real life were things that kind of created a void. So I needed to address all of that, all of the trauma that I wasn't addressing, all of, you know, the mental issues that I wasn't addressing. I was forced to address them in lockdown.
Oh, that's beautiful that you're able to address
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it is beautiful. Because I know people because
the people who caused the trauma were in the house.
So you
have
to deal with them.
So it's one by one. Let me start with you. Come here.
Like, you know, like one by one. Like you have to accept and deal with them.
Yeah.
For me, when I looked at it, I was looking at like the immediate thought was like an addiction I currently am suffering with.
Yeah.
Which is I'm addicted to my phone.
That is a behavioral addiction. I looked that up.
Yeah,
actually.
Like I'm very much addicted to my phone. My partner even pointed it out, funny enough. And we haven't even been dating for a long enough duration for him to like point out something.
Yeah.
And that's what like, when you started the topic, I was like, actually, no, this is actually a real addiction.
Yeah.
Like I cannot occupy a space. Like I cannot not be on my phone. Like you saw, like it was so funny, like you stood up now, right, for the cameras. And the first instinct I did was to open my phone and look at my phone. And
even
I was like, damn, there's my addiction there.
It's showing itself.
It's showing itself because there's nothing, there's no message, there's no need to respond, there's nothing at all. But like, my go-to is to be on my phone, right? And I was like, yo, okay, what's causing this? And I feel like I've always, before my phone, I would do different things.
Yeah.
And I think it's because I cannot stay in my mind. Like, I cannot live in my mind, you know?
Yeah. Is it like, is he thinking a lot?
Yeah.
12 tabs open.
Yeah, like, you know, like 12 tabs open, 10 tabs open. It's like there's so much noise that like I distract myself with many things.
Yeah.
Like in class, because I can't be on my phone, I remember I used to play games in the lecture hall. Like the lecture is teaching, but in order for me to be able to retain the information, I need to be playing like a game, like a solitaire or something or like I'll doodle or like, you know, different things. So I feel like that's like an addiction I have.
Well, self-awareness is great.
Yeah. So now it's like, how do I like deal with, like, what do I do?
Yeah.
Like what steps do I take?
I think before we can look at dealing with addiction, or I don't think you can ever really get rid of an addiction because it's a disorder.
Yeah.
It's a matter of rewiring your brain, and that takes a very long time. Yeah. I think something else that I feel like is necessary to address is relapsing. Because realistically, the journey to sobriety is not a linear one.
Yeah.
You will find yourself relapsing. Even to this day, I find myself drinking 2 bottles of wine in one go. You know, and I feel like what's important in a relapse is, one, you're noticing that it's a relapse, which is good. Two is patience with yourself.
Don't beat yourself up.
But for how long? Hey? Like I know. Like,
yeah, I know.
Like I know.
Yeah.
Like with me, like I've been with people who have like serious addictions, right? Yeah. Like friends, romantic partners, and you'll be with. Like I had a friend, for example.
Yeah.
He is addicted to so many things.
Yeah.
And for 5 years, he's been relapsing. And he's got a family, kids, and it's very difficult for us to, like, assist. But, like, how long do you do you stay
That's
patient
a fantastic
for?
Question.
Like, how long can you stay patient for? How long until you say, hey, because his family, for example, yeah. refuses to take him to rehab.
Yeah.
Because they say that, like, it's expensive, for example.
Yeah.
But I'm like, okay, cool, it's expensive, but you guys are paying because this person is high on all these drugs yeah. and gambling
yeah.
and losing money.
Yeah.
So it's like, how long are you patient for?
I think you're patient for as long as you can tell that the person is genuine. Do you know what I'm saying? There definitely is a cap to relapse.
Yeah.
After, I think, I don't want to put a number on it, yeah. but I think as somebody who witnesses addiction or even experiences it, you can tell when somebody's not even trying.
Yeah.
You feel it in your gut that this person is taking complete advantage of the situation. I think also when you realize that that person isn't genuinely trying to overcome an addiction, stepping back also is very valid. I think people who've witnessed addiction sometimes feel guilty for letting that person go, because then it seems like you're not doing your best to pull them out. I want to kind of give relief to people like that, because it's not your responsibility to nurse somebody back to health, no matter who you are. Even if you're a parent, you can do your best. But what is it called? People are in charge of their own destiny.
Yeah, like, the only person who can fix themselves is themselves. Absolutely. Type of thing. Yeah. Like, nobody else can do it. No one else can. Like, no matter how much time you put, even the therapist helps you fix yourself. They're not fixing you or anything like that. True. They're guiding you into working on yourself, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because the only person who can work on yourself is you.
Absolutely.
And in terms of, like, the cap is, for me, there's no cap. It's all dependent on that person's attitude. Like, is it something you can see that actually it's eating them that they keep doing this?
Mm.
And if they genuinely don't want to go back, but it's hard, then you forgive yourself until...
yeah.
Until.
Yeah.
Until. Because if you don't have that forgiveness for yourself, you will end up hating yourself.
Yeah.
And when you hate yourself, you can drive yourself back into that even more, because you even give up, because you'd be like, I'm going back anyways.
Yeah.
So why am I even trying to stop myself?
Valid.
Then you stop working on yourself. Yeah. So forgiveness is so important. And I feel like as long as, like, that is something Christ continues to do with us, as with sin, you know?
Because
it's an addiction. It's literally you fighting yourself constantly. It's a constant addiction. And if Christ can forgive you until you can forgive yourself until.
Yeah.
As long as you're repenting, that's the important thing.
Yeah, true. No, I hear you.
But I think I hear that. Realistically, though, right? Because there's Christ and there's us.
No, I'm talking about, like, yourself. Like, you forgive yourself. The people around you.
Yeah.
Even now, that is wrong, though.
Those people around you, now it's a matter of, how is it affecting you, that person's addiction?
Yeah.
Do you need to set a boundary with yourself?
Yeah.
You know, like, how is it affecting you? If this person is stealing from you, you need to take precaution.
100%.
You know? So it's, how is it affecting you? And then from there, you set boundaries, because you are allowed to protect yourself.
Yeah.
You know? So it's a thing of, like, if protecting yourself is saying to that person, like, oh, but I've tried.
Yeah.
I've tried with you. I still love you.
Yeah.
I still love you. But I wish you all the best in your journey.
Yeah.
But I've tried.
Okay.
Because at this point, it's causing my mental health.
Yeah.
You are allowed to pull
That's
back.
What I was going to say.
In terms of the inner self, when I yourself,
yeah.
if you are suffering with it, forgive yourself until.
For how long? Like, until it's fixed.
Until it's fixed.
Yeah. I think let's also put a contrast between forgiveness and patience.
Yeah.
Yes. I think you have to, if you want to get better, you have to run out of patience for yourself, because you must be frustrated with your behavioral patterns. Yes, you can forgive yourself, but forgiveness doesn't mean nonchalance. It doesn't mean complacency.
Yes.
It means I forgive myself, and so because I forgive myself, I want to be better.
Yes.
Yeah. And I will be better.
Let me stand up. Forgiving yourself is the tool to help you stand up when you fall.
Yeah.
It's not a tool to keep you falling.
Okay, then if you say it like that, then I'm with you.
Because I'm sometimes fighting, like, mentally, like, I disagree with him, but
no, help me stand up, but don't keep me down.
I was scared people were going to receive that and make think it's okay to fall because they can forgive.
No.
But it's like you're actively trying to pick yourself up.
No, 100%.
Also, I've heard that term, addiction is a disease or a disorder, as a justification for continuously slipping into addiction.
Yeah.
No.
Because it's a learned disease. The same way it's a learned disease. Yeah, you are not born with it. It's a learned disease. You can unlearn it. You are not born addicted.
Sorry to cut you off.
Oh, no. Oh, sorry. If your mother was taking drugs while you're in the womb, you can be addicted to drugs because when you're in the womb. But that's different. Like, you're not biologically, like, built for that addiction. Like, your body's not built for it.
I was talking to this girl, man. Apparently, during apartheid, like, they would inject black people with something that makes them addicted to alcohol. And like, I think it's like
I don't think that's far fetched.
Like, they were
that's
like,
a real
like
thing because I mean, our alcohol problem is deep.
I've got no like proven fact. I haven't done further research. It's a conspiracy. But this person, like, I
think I'll do some research on that.
I'll do some research too. But like, also you guys do some research. Let us know. Yeah, apparently, they used to actively inject black people with things, substances that will make them addicted to alcohol, which makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
because
like, it makes no sense. Like. What? Like,
I'm definitely gonna research that.
And how normalized it is and how we can function in alcoholism. Like, one thing about black people, we function very well in our alcoholism.
And even our generation is deep within alcoholism.
Like, there's no generation that isn't. Our parents' generation is deep within like, I know ours, people who the fridge would be empty at home, but there would be alcohol. Yeah. You know?
Yep.
And it's normal.
Think about I'll think about your uncles, like from like informal, like, townships, like,
my when mother's brother, come, like, I don't even have to look doing? Far. I don't even have to look far, you know?
And I think every payday black comes, person what are they has doing?
Payday.
First thing, like, to the point that Savannah. His salary is not even transferred to his account, because if it goes to him first, it's finished. The kid's transport is not going to be paid. Nothing is going to be done, you know? Yeah. And it's a thing of, like, shame. And we're just like, ish, man, there's nothing we can do.
No,
he can just live like that. And it's like, no, guys.
There's so many ways to approach addiction. I was about to say, like, every black person knows somebody in their family or their friends who's addicted to alcohol.
I know
everyone.
It's a part of even the culture. It's that deep. It's like, it's a part of like the black culture.
Yeah.
To a point where when you say you are a non-drinker, there's shock in the black community. Like, you don't drink?
Yeah.
Why?
You know, like, you know, it's a real thing.
Just a counter. That argument that addiction is not wired in your brain. Actually, there have been studies that not very conclusive from what I could find.
Yeah.
That if somebody in your family dealt with substance abuse, it could be an uncle or your mother or or whoever. Mm-hmm. If they dealt with particularly substance abuse that was so extreme that it rewired their brain the way that we've been talking about, that they needed rehab or medication.
Yeah.
It has, I think it was a 40 to 50% chance of affecting you.
Sure.
I don't think that is a thing of like the addiction. It is, maybe it's a thing of like, that's how your chemically, your family
genetics,
reacts. Yeah, like, you know, like how your chemical balances is. Like, you react to
genetically.
But you said like an uncle.
Yeah, so like your mother's brother.
No, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, because of how we are built, the chemical balances in our bodies aren't all the same.
Yeah.
So maybe in the family tree, you are more susceptible to addiction because of the chemical balances maybe that happen in your, like, what the things that happen in your mind make you more susceptible to addiction. It's not like, that's why maybe the mother is not able to fall into addiction, but the brother did. And the possibility of the son falling into addiction
I see how you put it.
Because it's a thing of like, it's there, but it's like a coping mechanism that you can, everybody has to fall, but not everyone goes and falls.
Or maybe your mother never tried cigarettes and your uncle
did.
And then you try cigarettes.
Because
of your grandfather.
Yes. Genetics, you know, the planet square, all of that stuff.
So it could be. So it's a thing of like, learning how to occupy like yourself with good habits.
Yes, that's where we were going.
Yeah, it's the
how
good
to
habit.
Overcome addiction.
It's the good
What are some good habits that you guys think prevent you from having bad habits?
I think the research that I did was the same dopamine, again, according to research, the same dopamine hit you get from spending time with family is the same dopamine hit you get from taking drugs.
Mm.
Right? Really interesting.
And you see my family more of you.
You're on drugs?
I mean,
is there something you need to tell us?
I mean, alcohol is a drug, right?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Going out is a drug.
Finding that out was really interesting for me because I was like, oh, then it's not as difficult as we think it is to overcome addiction. You just need to replace the dopamine hit with something else.
Yeah.
So for me, it has been art. creativity. Okay. So acting, painting, drawing, reading, crocheting, nice. All of these things that keep me
and
occupied.
And you were crocheting last time you were here.
Yeah.
Even the top you were wearing,
she
the
was,
blue
she crocheted her top, she was crocheting a bag, and using it as a bag while she's still in the process of crocheting.
If we see her top crocheting, we must go check for alcohol.
Yeah, please. You must be like, please, you must check my bag for that bug. You know how small that bug thing is.
Yeah, we must be like,
okay, have you painted?
Have you
crocheted?
What's going on?
So that is what gives me dopamine hits enough to, you know, to overcome.
That's nice.
What's your healthy habits?
So I don't have many healthy habits, eh? I think that's why I might have so many, like, addictions.
Yeah.
My addictions are, like, not alcohol, but, like, we drink every weekend.
Yeah. Mm.
And we party almost every other weekend.
Yeah.
You know? Mm. So those are probably my addictions. I see my friends a lot.
Yeah.
But I would like to have some good habits. Like I'd like to game more. I'd like to play more PlayStation.
Yeah.
I'd like to, like, hike more. I'd love to be like, yo, oh, it's Sunday, 7 a.m.
Yeah.
I have to go do that hike. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'd love to do that.
Be friends with my partner.
Yeah, I must hit up brother man.
almost.
I must hit up brother man. So I'd like for those things to be some, like, healthy habits. I mean, like, I'd love to write. I think I'd be an amazing writer.
I agree.
Like, of movies and, like, short series and stuff. Yeah. I'd love to read, but, like, I'm so used to getting my dopamine from the things I get them. Like, even with us, like, none of us brought this up, but, like, we're addicted to views and likes and subscriptions.
Okay.
Like, we get serious dopamine hits whenever we post videos on TikTok.
And it hits
and
the,
they hit crazy
the targets
views.
That it needs to hit.
There's a lot of comments going through, things for us to engage with. Not that we want gratification or acceptance from the outside world.
It's just like you feel like your heart, like the happiness that it
you're seeing like someone you're seeing someone appreciate your craft. It's like being a painter and having people, you know, auction and bid towards buying your art, you know? So I get a lot of dopamine hit from, like, that type of stuff.
Okay.
So I'm trying to replace that shit with, like, some good stuff. So I'd love to hike more, love to read more. I'd love to spend more time by myself.
Yeah. You already starting?
I'm starting.
Yeah,
you
started yesterday.
My Instagram stories today. I was watching there's a fireplace.
I was like,
there was a fireplace on the TV.
On the TV with the red
pajamas. I was in pajamas. I was alone.
I was like,
just chilling cozy. What's up?
I feel like for me, oh my God. I thank God for my relationship.
Okay.
Because of, like, you see what I'm saying? It's my first healthy relationship.
Yeah.
I think I'm starting to adapt some of his habits, and he has good habits.
Yeah, that's
and
a great man, Samantha.
Like he has such good habits.
Did
like
you say Samantha?
Good man.
That's a good man, Samantha.
That's a good man.
So, like, yeah, so he's very active. Yeah. Like, he jogs, he loves hiking. Yeah. So he gets his dopamine hits from doing all these productive things. He's such a productive person. So when I'm around him, I tend to be productive. And I spend less time on my phone. Mm-hmm. Like, I notice, like, the time on my phone, because it tells me every week how much time I spend. Yeah. When I'm alone, scary.
Yeah.
But when I'm with him, it goes down, like, by, like, 30%.
Oh, okay,
you know?
That's great.
You see, so it's a thing of, like, so I guess I'm adopting his habits and
okay.
It's beautiful. What would you guys suggest that I do, maybe? Like,
what you've already said, like being
like
active.
The hiking thing. Yeah, go
reading.
To a park.
Yeah.
You have the right ideas, it's just implementing them.
Yeah. In Feb, it was so good. It was in Feb, I used to go to the gym every single day with Percy. So, like, my evenings would go towards the gym.
Yeah.
And then why did you stop?
We just, like, work became hectic.
Okay.
He would travel, I would travel, and, like, other things. Yeah.
And other things, but the fact that you were able to point out, you know, where the dopamine hits are coming from in the wrong place, on the right track.
It's very healing, man.
Right?
I should come here every 13 episodes.
That's what I was saying. Every 13 episodes,
every four or five. Yeah, you must come and say.
And it would be nice to, like, see, like, okay, we spoke about this thing last time. Like,
how
we
went far.
Yeah.
All right.
I think we had a great episode. Thank you for joining us, Sato.
Nice. Thank you for having me.
Our conversation doesn't end here. Our members, we're going to continue this conversation, and we're going to have a chat about finding yourself and what that looks like, what the journey of finding yourself actually encompasses. Do you find yourself, or do you create yourself? You know what I'm saying? So much to talk about. Thank you again, Sato, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
We'll see you guys on the membership channel. Are you going to do the cues?
Yeah, like, share, comment, subscribe, turn post notification bell on, send stickers, go to subscribe to the memberships, do everything, don't skip the ads. It's just the whole shebang.
Do the and we'll see you guys next week, Monday at 3 p.m. Baby. Bye.